Hello everyone, my name is Mr. Johnson, Head Teacher of Information Technology, and welcome to Episode 3 of Tumby Talks, the official podcast of Tuggerah Lake Secondary College, Tumbiumby Campus. We've got a big show planned today with several special guests coming on to the podcast. But before we get into Episode 3, let me take a moment to personally thank each and every one of you who has liked and subscribed to our podcast. We are grateful for your continuous support. I'd also like to thank all of our international subscribers for taking the time to listen. I know we are big in Sweden and South America, so thank you. First of all, today I'll be joined by Mrs. Bate, our proud campus principal, to give us her best parts of the previous 2 weeks, as well as what's coming up. In our second talk break, I'll be joined by Ms. Davies and Cameron to give us an insight into the amazing new program coming to Tumbiumby Campus in 2025. In our third talk break, I'll be joined by Mr. Holton and some students who will be giving us a review of the Be Strong program and that have successfully run recently. And last, but certainly not least, we will talk to Mr. Armstrong and some Year 9 students about the amazing Year 9 geography excursion. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Ms. Bate to give us her best bits of the last 2 weeks. Hi, Ms. Bate.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson. It's great to be back with everybody. And just to let you know about the happenings at Tumbiumby Campus for week 10 and week 1 of term 4. So perhaps not a highlight for students, but a highlight for me is that we have formal exam week for year 10 running Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. And I just wish them all the very best as they put on paper the knowledge that they've learned over the last term. Also on Friday, we have the TEAP, which is the new Elite Athletes Program. They have their trials on Friday, so we're wishing everybody all the best, and I know that that's a highlight for students hoping to get involved in that great program. Also on Friday, we have the Year 12 Graduation Assembly at the entrance campus, and I know that this is an emotional milestone for our Year 12 students, and we wish them all the very best for their upcoming HSE exams. Of particular note this term is our students are heading overseas to Japan and they're departing on Monday the 29th of September. They're under the amazing leadership of Mr. Yong, who's an experienced traveller to Japan, and on behalf of our staff, I just wish them a great time, lots of cultural awareness and new experiences, and definitely safe travels. And then our students return after the holidays on the 14th of October. So there's no school development day. We're all back at school on that Monday, the 14th of October. And lastly, just wishing our students and our families a great break. It's a time to relax and enjoy activities with family and friends and to rejuvenate, ready for a productive term 4. And thank you, everybody, for the wonderful feedback about our podcast and for your support of our beautiful campus. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. Bate, and thanks for coming on, giving us an update about what's going on our great campus. Okay, welcome back to Tumby Talks, and today we are lucky to have two special guests with us today to talk about a new exciting program starting at Tumbiumby Campus in 2025. I would like to welcome Miss Davies from the PD Health PE faculty and Cameron, our school captain. They're going to give you a rundown about what TEAP is. So over to you guys.
So Miss Davies, I've got a couple of questions. First up, would you like to tell us what is TEAP?
Okay, TEAP stands for Tuggerah Lake's Elite Athlete Program. It's a school-based sports training and athlete wellbeing development program designed for our high-potential and gifted education students within the physical domain.
Excellent. And what are some of the sports that would be included?
Okay, so we're covering two lots of court sports with netball and basketball. And then over to the field sports, we'll have soccer, and female and male footy codes, which will be separated. The footy codes within that will encompass rugby league, rugby union, AFL, touch football, Oztag, and even league tag.
Yeah, nice. So what students can apply?
Well, the students that will be attending Tumbiyamu campus, part of the Tuggera Lake Secondary College for Year 7, Year 8, Year 9, 2025. And there'll also be an opportunity for some selected Year 10 sports people that can come and assist as student athlete mentors.
Now, are there trials for TEEP?
Yes, it's very exciting. Our first selection trials and process are going to be held on Friday the 27th of September, which is the last day of school for this term, on site at Tumbiyamu campus. A special announcement with our timetable today is 9 till 11 a.m. will be the netball, basketball and soccer trials. And then the male and female football sports will trial from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. All students involved in these trials will need to bring the appropriate equipment like boots and a mouth guard ready for that sport, wear their full school sports uniform, bring a water bottle and maybe a small healthy snack between the trials if they're trialing for one or more of those selections. All students on that day should probably head to the front of the admin block to meet with some student leaders who will take them to the venue.
So if you are selected to these trials, when does TEEP start?
TEEP is going to be our brand new sports program in 2025. So the start of the school year next year should be on the Wednesday, the 12th of February, was when it'll kick off.
And who will be our coaches for TEEP?
We have some excellent qualified staff on site that will be running and supporting these students. Mr. Beamster will be running basketball, Mr. Holton for the male footy sports, Mr. Wooden for female footy sports, Mr. Knight for soccer, and myself, I will be taking the netballers. We also have two head coaches that will oversee the program, which is Mr. Davis and myself. Students will get access to some really good external development officers as well for each sport, who will lead the explicit skill development, as well as the sport-specific base training programs utilised through the access of a gym. The program allows for future sporting pathways and links in the community as well.
So do you want to tell us a little bit why some of our Tumbi students should be joining TEEP?
Our Tumbiyamu campus students should join TEEP because it gives them the opportunity to show how they are smart in their chosen sport and develop as a holistic student athlete. During their school time, students or the selected students across those five sports will get to learn and develop the tools and the skills needed to be successful student athletes. The program is inclusive, it emphasises high expectations and ultimately focuses on the importance that education and elite sport can coexist within our school setting. So Cam, a question for you. If you got to have your time again at Tumbiyamu campus, because I know you're in Year 10 and heading off to the entrance, would you be excited to be a part of TEEP?
I would have loved to be a part of TEEP. It sounds pretty amazing. The experience and environment of training surrounded by other elite athletes sounds like it would be excellent and all you could ask for. So thank you, Ms. Davies, one of our head coaches for 2025, for spending your useful time answering some of the questions for our curious listeners.
Excellent. Thank you, Cameron.
And I would like to, on behalf of Tumbi Talks, I would like to thank you both for coming in today and giving your time to our podcast and helping out our listeners understand what TEEP's about. So thank you very much.
All right. Welcome back to Tumbi Talks. This is Mr. Holton here with the Be Strong crew doing a podcast talking about all things Be Strong. So I've got three young men here who just completed the Be Strong hike, and I'll give them a chance to introduce themselves.
My name's Cameron Bullivan. I was a Year 10 mentor.
My name's Chase Williams. I was a Year 8 on the trip.
My name's Asher, and I was a Year 10 mentor on Be Strong. Awesome.
Thank you, boys. We'll start with... How about we just talk about what you know or what you can tell everyone about Be Strong and what is Be Strong, what was involved in Terms 2 and Terms 3?
Yeah, so when I came into Be Strong, everyone was sort of telling me it was going to be a bit of a behaviour program, and just by experiencing the first term, that was completely a lie. It's definitely more of a a mentorship and a connection with the boys than a behavior thing. So for the first term, we were sort of getting to know each other, some of the boys that you've never even spoke to before, and we'll give it back. So we're giving back to the school, the community, and to each other.
To me, Be Strong was like, it felt like a bit of a behavioural program at points, but that was only really at the start because I just got told things by a few people who've done it in the past, and yeah, but I really enjoyed it. It was hard at times, and I'm glad I was around the people who I was like. I'm glad I was around the people, the right people, when I was doing it. And yeah.
Yeah, nice, man.
For me, in term 2 and 3, it was like all about giving back to the community and helping everyone else out. Because when you give back, you feel more grateful about everything and enjoy things a lot more.
I love that, Asha. Good man. Thank you. So we're just probably a week or two off what was probably one of the biggest weeks of all of our lives, really. Does anyone want to explain, or Asha, do you want to explain what the Be Strong hike is?
Be Strong hikes are like 5 days of just hell, I'd say. just massive, massive days walking like further than you think your body can, and you just push yourself, and there are times where you just want to give up, but you never do because you just got to finish it. Like, I don't know, it was great.
Yeah, love that. What about you, Chase?
It was a difficult hike. Yeah, it was the Great North Fork. I think we did 86 k's,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, just lots of ups and downs, and always thinking like, oh, I can't do this anymore. But you know, you got to push through because of the people around you, and yeah, it was a difficult hike.
Hmm. I love that. Cam, what did you, if like we're going to go down the line, what, like through the difficult parts, like I 100% tell you it was really difficult for me too. Like, what did you learn, or what are some key takeaways from this hike? Because yes, it was hard. Yes, it was difficult. But what's the real message behind all the things that we did? Because we do a lot of lead up work in terms of, you know, learning what it takes to be a man, you know, stepping up to the plate, pushing yourself past what's possible. What, when you sit back on a Friday night at home, in your bed, in you having a shower, what do you take away? What's the key things that you learnt?
Yeah, so to me, I've said this before, I think the main thing I took out of Be Strong was I learnt that people's actions mean more than the words and the things they say. People can tell you stuff and they can promise, but until they back it up with the things they do, I feel like it doesn't really mean that much. Sitting back on Friday, I was thinking of all the memories I made and the conversations I had with people, and you notice more of what people do for you and what people do for each other than the things they say they're going to do.
Love that. What about you, Chase?
I agree. I feel like you also learn that you can push yourself a lot further than what you normally do. Like, I did a hike the other day. It was 500 meters up a hill, and I flied through it. I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, yeah. It makes you realize how much you can do. And on Friday, when it was over, when I was sitting in my bed after I just had a shower, I was like, "I can't believe it was over." I was a bit disappointed actually. I loved doing it, but yeah, also glad to go home and see my mum and my dogs and my sister.
I love that, man. What's your dogs' names?
Diesel and Louie.
Yeah, good stuff. Asha?
For me, like, when I reflect on it, I always think you don't know what everyone else is going through. Like, when we shared everyone, like, who's their most important person at the fire, you learn a lot about people and, like, things you'd never know that they were going through, and just learns to, like, stay in your lane a bit. Like, don't always compare yourself to everyone else because everyone's different.
Absolutely. And I actually challenged you at the start of this hike, Asha, to step up as a leader. And how do you think you went on that challenge?
I think after being the role of the head chef around the campsite, just helping everyone cook food in a trench I've never even used before, was a great experience, having all the boys around me. And I think I really did step out of my comfort zone as a leader and learnt that people actually that much. Like, you can say what you want and they'll listen to you.
Cam, what did you think? What did you think about Asher and how he went as a leader?
Yeah, so I've known Asher ever since the first day of year seven, and when I first met him, he was sort of a quiet guy, and over the years you see him sort of break out of his shell a little bit, but coming back from Be Strong, you do notice that people have changed, and I think Asher has really took a step in the right direction, and I without a doubt I can see him continuing that and continuing to inspire people and lead the way with his beliefs.
Right, yeah. Who wants to describe what is involved in the Be Strong hike? Let's go through what day, you know, what each day look like. So we'll talk about what happened on day one. Chase, you can do day one. What did day one look like?
Well, you started off all confident, and then you
what time did you get to the station?
Well, we got to the station at 5:15-ish in the morning. We caught the train, and to be honest, I was excited to be with the boys. Once we started walking, and it wasn't that bad until we started going uphill, and I was like, there's no way I'll be able to go through the next 3 or so days. And I was like, nah, no way. But I'm glad I pushed through. It was the first day, I reckon, was the hardest day, not like in distance wise, but like mentally.
In which way, mate?
Like, just not really knowing what you're doing. Like, I've never done anything like that before. And then I kind of just started walking, and I was like, whoa. Like, whoa. And then that last few steps after we just got to the top of the hill, and I was like, there's, like, the last few steps are the hardest. And, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And then we ended up at Crosslands Campground, set up camp there for the night. Cam, what about day two? We had a special guest on day two. You guys might want to share about that.
Yeah, so we had
What happened at the start of the day? What happened?
We had a special guest, the big Mr. Palmer came down and had a little greet with us before starting the day. So we packed up all of our stuff after a pretty sleepless night, I guess, at Crosslands. And I've done the second day that walk before, and it's amazing. Like, I do it again and again and again, and to have a new face, even though we've only been out for a day, seeing how Mr. Palmer, someone that I feel like these boys don't get to see the true side of, and seeing him break out of his shell even in the first couple of kilometres, it makes you reflect on what this is all about and the purpose that Be Strong has. So yeah, seeing someone like Mr. Palmer, who's, he's not going to like this, but is always in a suit and tie sort of position, and seeing him out in his hiking boots is something different and something that I wish more people would be able to see. But yeah, so day two, it's a shorter day, but lots of hills and lots of climbing down, but very enjoyable and a nice view to finish the day with.
How important, like, I was so proud of Mr. Palmer for challenging himself like that. How important was it when, yeah, like we talked about night two, about sitting around the fire and sharing who our most important people are. How important was it when Mr. Palmer shared that and got to that level of vulnerability that he did? Like, Asher, do you think that set the scene for all of us? Like, he did a really good job, I thought, of role modeling vulnerability and getting sort of letting his guard down a bit, which helped, I think, everyone in the crew do that. Do you want to talk about what the importance of Mr. Palmer, and then also talk about what we talked about on day two or night two?
Yeah, right. Definitely, I think Mr. Palmer being that vulnerable with a group of boys that he's normally sitting in the office with, writing suspension forms, like, just the way he carried himself, like, he shed a tear in front of those boys, and I think everyone will remember that forever. And definitely set the scene when it came to our turn to share. I think everyone might have been a bit nervous about all day walking, thinking about the question you ask. But I think when it comes down to it, when he cried, I think it gave everyone else the ability to cry that night as well, which just made it so much more magic, getting everything out that you needed to get out.
It's one of the best nights. So what happens is every day I sort of start with a question of the day that I let the boys think about for the day, and then around the fire at night we talk about and we discuss about everything that we or whatever their answers are. And day two, I always say, who's the most important person to you and why? And I ask them to get to a level of that they've probably never gotten to in their life of, you know, real vulnerability. And do you want to share who yours was and why, Asher?
Yeah, I talked about my dad and how much he does for me, even though he's going through a lot himself. And I definitely cried when I was talking. And I think, yeah. And even everyone else crying around you makes it even better, like hearing everyone else's stories as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Chase, what about you, mate? Who was yours?
Mine was my mum. Just does absolutely everything for me. And yeah, I love her to death. She just had surgery not that long ago, and she's still up and about doing absolutely everything around the house when we're not there, and I'm always trying to get her to sit down, but she'll never listen.
Good man. What about you, Cam?
Yeah, so I didn't really have an important person. I spoke about all the people that surround me and all the people that have got my back, which in the last couple of weeks I've got to notice that, and who really supports me, who really cares for me. So, yeah, I couldn't really put my finger on a most important person.
Love it. So then day three was a big day. Does everyone remember day three when we started at 6 o'clock in the morning and then walked, I think, till about 4, 4.30 in the Arvo? It was a really big day. Chasey, what are your thoughts?
At the end, when we were on that last fire trail and we had a break before walking what felt like another 30Ks to camp, I honestly thought I was about to kill someone. I feel like I went through the whole day pretty well until we got to them last maybe like 5 or 10Ks, and I was just like, oh my God, again. Just, it felt like you're walking forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't feel like you'd stop.
And then day four, we obviously walked down in Patonga and then had our celebration with the teachers. And then day five, we had our celebration with the parents, which was the biggest turnout that I've ever received. So if you are listening, parents, thank you so much for supporting us in this program. Just finishing, have any of you boys got any questions that you would like to ask of me?
Yeah, I've got a question. Is who is your Be Strong MVP?
Well, this group that we took out, Asher, was one of the best bunch of I don't know, mentors and candidates, if you like to call them, that I've ever really taken. And I'll never get this picture out of my head of Archie Franklin walking behind Tom Powell. If you know who Tom Powell is, I think the bag's almost just as big as him. And Archie was walking behind him and holding the back, without telling him, but holding the back of his bag to take the weight off his shoulder. You know, not because anyone asked him to, just because he wanted to. And I don't think that anyone can really epitomize, or something, anything can really epitomize Be Strong more than that moment. And the fact that he did it for not just 200 meters, but for almost, you know, 8Ks says so much about that young man. And I think he was my MVP. So any others?
Yeah, this is a question I've been thinking about even while we're hiking. I thought I'd ask you, what is your motivation every year to continue the Be Strong program?
Look, my life hasn't always been smooth sailing, Cam. I was once a troubled kid, and I never had anyone or anything to strive for or push me out of my comfort zone. I always would take the easy road, the easy road, the easy road, and that eventually led to a bit of a demise of mine. And I made a promise to myself that whenever or wherever I could, I would try to inspire young men to be better versions of me. And I just love the method, or the whole thing about Be Strong, term two, giving back to the people that we love and the things that give or feed us, you know, like school or the teachers or your parents or your local footy club. And then also in term three, doing the hike. I don't think that anything will actually test a young man more than that Be Strong hike. And it tests you in such a way that you walk away from that strong, not broken, but strong. And you actually feel, and I can actually say hand on heart that I see young men walk into this program a shell of themselves and walk out a man. And that is one of the things that honestly fuels me every single year. I am so motivated every time I leave. Like, I was in a really bad spot before going on B-Strong. I was a bit tired, a bit exhausted. And who would have thought that walking 86 Ks with a 21 kilo pack on my back with 27 young men through the bush would actually leave me on Friday feeling excited and inspired to go to work. And that says so much about this program. It says so much about the kids that are involved and the people that support this program. I feel so much support by the staff at this school and also by the kids at this school. What makes me really proud is I've already got year 7 students coming up and asking me, can they do it in, you know, next year? And I've already got year 9 kids saying, can I be a mentor and this and that? So what inspires me to do this is actually just trying to make you guys a better version of me, especially giving you guys opportunities that I don't think many of us, you know, teachers got as a youngster. So yeah, I just want to try and push you guys as much as I can just to be better. Yeah. Any others?
I have one. How did you feel after we had two people go home on the first day, one due to injury and then the other who pushed himself as hard as he could and kept on going and going until his feet just couldn't go anymore?
So Mr. Range went home and I was so proud of Mr. Range. Like, I'll take anyone any day on my team who runs into the battle, doesn't run away from it but runs in, and he did such a great job to get himself to where he got to, and I'm so proud of him. And what I'm even more proud of is that on day two that all you boys walked up to him and gave him a hug and said, you know, we've got your back, and the way you included him on Thursday was just so special. You like, and then Flinny Hansen getting injured. It's, look, at I will never criticize effort. Effort in my eyes is everything, and for anyone to put themselves on that train on a Monday morning gets my respect, because it's not easy walking away from home and going into, you know, 86 Ks over 5 days with, you know, people that some people don't know that well, and trusting in me to build a family, you know, environment is really good. And I would never criticize anyone for trying and coming up short, because it takes guts to do that. Anyone got any final comments on Be Strong or to finish up today?
I don't think so. No.
All good. Didn't think we finished everything. Who are your? We'll finish with who's your Be Strong MVP and why?
I got Archie as well. Just absolute gun, helped us set up the tents every day. If you needed help, he would help you as well. And also Asher taught me how to put my sleeping bag in the in the thing.
It's important.
Yeah, so I couldn't figure out how to do that, and then he's like, oh, you got to put the top bit in first. I'm like, oh, thanks, that Asher.
Yeah, good man. What about you, Asher?
I'm going to take Tommy Powell as my MVP. Doing the whole hike without a waistband is rough. Like, people were struggling, like, with the shoulder strap and the waist strap, and he's done the whole 86 Ks with a bag that weighs pretty much his body weight just on his shoulders. Is, like, credits to him 100%.
Yeah, I think all the boys would back me in saying that, like, all of our MVPs would have to be, like, the teachers that took with us, like, holding you for organising everything and having our backs, and especially, like, Mr. Range, like, the time he was there was, it pushed all of us to continue and keep going to the point that we did. Like, Mr. Halu, like, he supported all of us even when we weren't hiking. The time leading up to it, he'd motivate us and he'd set us on the right path. And Cal Syria, someone that's never slept in a tent until the first night to face the challenge with us, and someone that's a bit younger can relate to us, was, I think, what we needed to get through the hike like we did.
I love that, boys. Thank you guys so much. Asher, thank you so much for being part of the Brotherhood. And Cam, thank you so much for being mentors the way you did. And Chase, mate, you are one of a kind, my friend. I've said this for a long time. We need more people in this world like Chase Williams. So thank you, boys, so much for supporting me. Thank you for believing in Be Strong. And, yeah, until next time, Tumby Talks, over and out.
Hello there. My name is Mr. Armstrong, and today we're doing a Tumbiumbi podcast. And the purpose of today's cast is to actually look at the recent Year 9 Geography fieldwork excursion that we did down at Terrigal and Wombril Beach. And today I've got two of the students that actually went on that trip, Aidan Walpole and Harry Camborne. How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, thanks, you.
Yeah, not too bad. Okay, we'll start with you, Aidan. What info did we learn down at Wombril Beach?
Well, we went down to the Wombril ruins and just kind of analysed the sand particles and how much vegetation was covering the beach, and the house owners trying to stop it, but stop the erosion and water coming by putting rocks in front of their property.
Yeah.
But in many years' time, it's probably going to damage the properties on the coastline of Wombril.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is a very important issue at the moment, Wombril Beach. The second place that we went to was called Terrigal Haven. And Harry, what did you think you learned down there?
Well, at Terrigal Haven, we learned the history of Terrigal, how it originally started as like a shipyard for like fishermen. And then it proceeded to turn into more of a caravan park. Then after the caravan park, it turned to more like a sports ground. And now it's a pretty sporty place.
Yeah. What did you notice down there on the day, Harry?
I noticed that there was a lot of people, and it was very like packed with people. Like the beach was filled. Everyone was like down there just to have lunch and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is a high use area, and it's certainly very busy on most days. And after that, we went down to Terrigal. What was your favourite part of the day, boys?
Probably having lunch and a kebab with my mates, yeah.
Yeah, that was certainly a popular part, not only for the students but also for the staff going down there. And it was a certainly beautiful day. And, you know, after that we got picked up by bus and went back to Tumbi campus, and we filled out the rest of our reports. Anyway, that's all from me today. Mr. Armstrong signing off. Goodbye.
Well, that wraps it up for episode 3 of Tumbi Talks. We'll be taking a well-earned break during the school holiday period, and we will return for episode 4 in week 2, term 4, 2024. Until then, bye for now from Tumbi Talks.